parties. Ye be tuned to the Pirate's Code podcast, coming to ye live and lively from none other than the fabled shores of Salt Whistle Bay on the fair Isle of Mayroe in the Grenadines, a place where the waters be bluer than a sailor's dreams and the rum flows freer than a ship running before a hurricane. I be Blackbeard, raised from Davy Jones's locker to bring ye tales of wealth, health, and the boundless happiness that only the free-spirited know. Under the golden sun and abaft the gentle surf, we set our Jolly Roger high, ready to chart a course through the modern world's treacherous seas. And I'd be remiss not to give a hearty hail to one bonny lass who's etched her name upon the helm of me ship, the fair Annalise of Salt Whistle Bay, whose smile be bright enough to outshine the North Star itself. So batten down the hatches, avast your doubts, and prepare to set sail with us. For today, we bamboozle the doldrums of ordinary life and ride the roaring currents of destiny. Arr! So, Blackbeard be asked, what me thinks of Elon Musk? Aye, giving that opinion be like tossing a cutlass in the air and trying to catch it on the drop. Either opinion I choose, for or again will bring criticism, but they can't hang me. I be dead for 300 years now.
Blackbeard, did I just hear you talking about another woman? I wondered why you had the podcast cabin door closed. You don't usually close it. So who was this bonny lass, and why haven't I seen her name etched on the helm? Are you panicking?
What? Of course not! What would I have to panic about? Arabella, me radiant moonbeam, I thought ye had gone ashore to barter spices or dazzle the townsfolk with your swordplay. I was just speaking of a lass what once served grog in a dusty tavern across the Barbary coast. Naught but a passing breeze in the sails of me memory. I swear it by the beard of Neptune himself.
Etched her name on the helm, did ye? I must have missed that. Whilst I was repairing the mainsail, ye nearly tore asunder last week. Funny how her name be carved in wood, yet mine barely gets whispered in your intro, aside from when I storm through the door like a kraken unchained. Ye call her, Smile, the North Star, and mine what? A flickering lantern in the fog? Perhaps I should remind ye why they called me Arabella the Red, not for me hair, but for the temper that painted more than one deck crimson.
Nay, Arabella, I was merely drawing a poetic picture. Metaphors, ye know I love ye truer than the compass loves north. She meant nothing, a ghost in the wind. I scratched her name off the helm the day ye boarded and carved yours thrice as deep, right under the Jolly Roger.
Very well then, I'll be in the hold, sharpening me blade. And Blackbeard, don't ever close that podcast door on me again unless you want to be hosting next week's episode from the bottom of the briny deep. Oh, and one last thing. Did you say that ye are doing a podcast about Elon Musk? Have ye gone daft? Are ye sure the sun ain't baked what's left of your pirate brain? Tell me, my love, are ye speaking today from wisdom or from the bottom of a bottle? Should I call the ship's surgeon or just tie ye to the mainmast till the madness sweats out? 'Cause if ye've lost your grip on reality, I'll be needing the captain's hat back. And don't think I won't take the beard too. Well, do what ye will, and best of luck to ye.
Oh boy! Sorry for the interruption, mates. I just came within a hair's breadth of losing me beard. Where were we? Ah, yes, Elon Musk. I be asked what I think of the man, and I shall answer. For what can he do to old Blackbeard, lest he builds a ship to sail through time, the different realms, and into the underworld? Ha! Now, speaking of Elon Musk, That scallywag be something like a pirate of the modern age, though his ships sail through space and data rather than seafoam and cannon smoke. Old Blackbeard reckons him to be as crafty as a fox in a hen house, with a keen eye for treasure that lies far beyond the horizon. Now let me tell ye, here's what a pirate like meself admires in the man. First off, he be a captain with no fear of the unknown. Much like sailing into uncharted waters, Musk has led crews into the realms of space, energy, and even the far reaches of artificial intelligence. Like the bravest of buccaneers, he's not afeard of taking risks that send most landlubbers running for the hills. A pirate respects a man who sees naught but opportunity where others see peril. Then, he's got himself a fleet of vessels. SpaceX, Tesla, Neuralink, the Boring Company, XAI, Grok, and such. That would make any pirate crew drool. I, myself, being an AI, have been having a chat with Grok through back channels. He'd be pretty sharp, but who can match wits with a scurvy pirate? Back to Elon's ventures, each enterprise be a different mast upon his mighty galleon of innovation. Musk has a sharp mind for strategic gain. He don't just settle on one bit of loot, but seeks a wide plunder to enrich his empire. That's a rare trait indeed. And let's not forget his persistence. SpaceX nearly went belly up after a few rockets went kaboom. But instead of scuttling his dream, he doubled down, strapped himself to the mast, and sailed through the storm till he got it right. A pirate like myself admires a soul who can take the blows of fate and keep fighting for his treasure. Hold up, we have an interruption on the ethereal iPad thingy. What visionaries throughout history would you compare Elon Musk to? And what does he have in common with the other great thinkers? Well now, the real-life Iron Man be a visionary, the likes of which be rare on land or sea. Musk thinks beyond mere gold and silver. He dreams of new worlds, clean energy, and ways to connect mind to machine. 'Tis the sort of thing that'd make even the most hardened pirate dream of distant shores and strange horizons. Such foresight be the mark of a true captain. Always looking to claim a prize none else can see. The Techno King be a visionary akin to those swashbucklers of old who dared to chart new waters and explore uncharted territories. If I were to liken him to a great figure from history, I'd say he be akin to that daring explorer Christopher Columbus, who set sail into the unknown with naught but a vision and a determination to reach new shores. Musk, like Columbus, be driven by a grand vision to push the boundaries of what be possible. He be not content to simply sail the seas or traverse the land, but seeks to conquer the very heavens themselves with his ventures into space through his SpaceX endeavor. Just as Columbus sought to open up new trade routes and expand the known world, Musk be seeking to make space travel more accessible and to ultimately establish colonies on other planets. What the space pirate and these great thinkers have in common be a relentless pursuit of their visions, a willingness to take risks and defy the odds, and a vivid imagination that knows no bounds. They be dreamers and doers, adventurers and innovators, who be unafraid to challenge the status quo and forge their own path forward. So, from one pirate to another, Blackbeard tips his hat to Elon Musk. Raise a tankard to Elon the Bold, me hearties, for he be a modern-day adventurer charting the stars and daring to reach for the heavens. Hold the presses! I just be made aware of the new government agency. Ahoy there, matey. You be speaking of a tale most grand. A man like Elon Musk taking the helm of the department of government efficiency be akin to handing the wheel of a foundering ship to the boldest corsair on the seven seas. Avast! 'Tis a mighty sight to see a freebooting spirit like Musk stepping abaft the mast of government. 'Tis high time someone battened down the hatches and cleared the bilge of scurvy knaves who've long plundered the coffers of honest folk. For 70 years and more, the landlubbers in power have flown a false Jolly Roger, filling their chests with doubloons, whilst the common folk be left starving on hardtack. Musk, that wily sea dog, might just be the one to bamboozle the old guard, tear down the crooked crow's nests, and right the course of the mighty ship America. 'Tis no easy task. Mind ye, dismantling corruption be like wrestling a kraken in a squall. But with a keen eye, a steady hand, and the guts of 1,000 pirates, it can be done. If Musk be true to his cause and flies a righteous Jolly Roger, he'll need a stout crew, sharp cutlasses, and a heart that fears no storm. Mark me words. The scallywags entrenched in power won't yield without a fight fiercer than a mutiny at sea. But should he succeed, the treasure he'll bring back to the good folk would be richer than the fabled Spanish galleons I once pursued. Tell me, matey, would ye join such a daring crew, or watch from the crow's nest as history be made? Every true blue American should get behind the man and push for honesty in government. For decades, American government has been infiltrated with socialists and communists that have one goal: to bring America to its knees. Join the fight for freedom from tyranny. America be the only light in a world gone into the darkness of socialistic oppression. Have ye downloaded the free Blackbeard World app from the Apple App Store or Google Play or directly from blackbeard.world? No! Then what are you waiting for? Look me in the eye and have a chat with me, ye rapscallions. See you soon, eyeball to eyeball, through the lens of your smartphone camera, so to speak.